I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey, fam. This is Tilly. I like beans. I do like a woody. Bye-bye.
If you don't metro, don't trust you, I'm going to shoot.
The fire rises.
Hello, brothers. Welcome to Hey Brothers.
Hey Brothers. It's brother Angus.
It's smoky as hell in Sydney right now. This is Levins. And also hello, sisters.
Hello, we're
quoting Bane. Angus is wearing a...
Yeah, that famous Bane quote, hello, brothers.
He says something... I think it was
the fire rises, brother. Oh, that'd be something like that.
Yeah, something like
that. And it's a Bane voice.
No, not you, brother. Like, we need to leave someone...
Yeah,
you know.
Someone must stay in the wreckage, brother. Yeah. Is it something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Did we start the fire? The fire rises.
Anyway, Angus is wearing a... What was it, like a mask of...
Yeah, it's like one of those masks that... Hackers in Underdog 2. What's that? No, was that game? That hacker game? Ubisoft?
Underdog 2. No. Watch Dogs.
Watch Dogs. I'm like Watch Dogs 2 cosplay. I've got white eye contacts in. I've got the white of the white Monster Energy can that has like intricate like tattoo-esque designs on it as my eye contacts.
And you've got the best of general pants. Circa 2014 fashion.
Yeah, and a Pornhub hoodie. And I'm just perfect. Hacking. Yeah.
It's smoky as fuck in Sydney.
It's crazy. Apparently, it's going to be like this till after the weekend.
It's brutal. I put my clothes out to dry today.
And they stink.
They stink like smoke.
It's
now.
Mental. Yeah, I hate it.
My clothes went camping without me.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And you have a cough, so it's going to be a very cough-heavy episode.
Well, I'm preventing it. Yeah, I'm going to wear this. This doesn't stop the cough.
Well, yeah, you're still going to hear it.
It's also like a sauna.
why are you wearing it for my sake?
I don't want to make you sick.
I'm already sick.
I want to make the family sick.
Okay, all right.
I don't want to spread germs.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm being conservative.
All right.
No, considerate. I'm not conservative.
You were like walking around licking all my furniture earlier, though.
Yeah, I know. I was spitting in your kids' faces while they sleep. By the way, that was the kids' toilet, wasn't it?
What's that?
The toilet I just used was the kids'
toilet. Yeah, the kids' bathroom.
I scrubbed it in there because there was some shit stains and I didn't want you to think it was me. And I wanted to tell you, but I forgot to tell you before. Like,
better tell us when the mics are on. That's
yeah,
great.
There was some, and I was like...
Which kid do you reckon it was?
I don't know. What does Archie eat at school? Does he eat trash?
No, here's what the problem is.
What?
The toilets are designed... So the middle of the toilet is exactly where an adult butthole would
kids' ones are going to be hitting the sides.
Exactly, right? Yeah. The little butts hanging over the... Hanging
well,
the
I
ledge.
Cleaned it.
Thank you so much.
It's fine. I didn't want you to think it was me. I had a curb moment and I'm like, they're going to think I come to their house and just taken a rancid shit and left it for the kids to see. And I'm like, I'm not that type of guy. I'm going to clean the toilet of whichever kid did this.
Yep.
Then you work, like I said,
then you woke them back both up and
this
and
is what
them.
I've done for you. I don't want you to thank me, but you can thank me if you want, but also you don't have to. It's all that Baby Yoda and Death Stranding in my life, you know?
Oh, just you really care about
this. Is this hard? Can you not read me because you can't see my mouth?
I mean, you're a pretty hard dude to read anyway. It's fine.
I am. I've been called...
an assassin by many
I've been
people.
Called, I actually called myself an assassin the other day in the elevator to someone. They're like, what's your dream job? And like, without a beat, I was like, I'd love to be an assassin. I'd be so good at it. As long as I was kind of sure the person I was killing was bad or a pedophile, I'd be so good at it.
An assassin who kills who cleans your victim's toilets.
And I'll also do that.
Yeah. That's your calling card.
It would just be...
That's an immaculate toilet.
Just the bank account would be crazy. Just cool suitcases. I guess like the John Wick movies make it seem a lot more and the Mandalorian make it seem like it's a real like union.
Everyone has rights.
I'm a real union guy.
You just want to, like, you know, at the end of every Mandalorian episode now, they just say they repeat a line twice.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, you just want to do that.
I don't know what I would say. It's going to be a problem trying to drink. I feel like a doctor.
Drink through the mask. Yeah. Oh yeah. Go Dr. Truscott.
There is a Dr. Truscott. My uncle. That's my uncle's name. Please call me Angus.
So tonight on the show, we're going to be talking about Knives Out, the new Rian Johnson movie.
Yeah. Fun fact, working title was Morning Bell, and both are songs off the same Radiohead record.
Which one do you prefer?
Of the songs?
Of those two songs.
Morning Bell.
Yeah, me too.
But that's also a Kid A song.
I was going to say that there's two versions.
Yeah. But I prefer
Amnesiac. Yeah, the one on Amnesiac is a bit more like upbeat.
Haunted. It sounds like Haunted as well.
I think it's in a different key.
Kid A is just like the best album.
I love Kid A.
Kid A version is the best.
What's the most stereotypical one to say is your favorite?
Okay, I reckon it depends on your generation. Yeah, if you're like a boomer or Gen X, it's OK Computer or the Bends. And if you're our age, it's Kid A.
Kid A's so fucking good.
In Rainbows.
And then I haven't listened to shit since Amnesiac.
Yeah, I think Hail to the Thief is probably my least favorite, and I really like Radiohead. I just think it was like, it's a bit like, I don't know. But then I love In Rainbows and Moonshaped Pool.
I didn't know there was one called Moonshaped
Pool. It was like last year or the year before. Paul Thomas Anderson did all the videos.
Yeah, right, sweet.
It's like a really sad one because he split up with his partner and then she died.
P.T. Anderson or
Tom York. Yeah, right. He's like partner since he was 18 or something.
Hey, another thing we can talk about tonight and for the rest of our lives, Death Stranding. Do you sometimes think that Norman Reedus looks like Tom York?
Yes.
When he has his hair tied back?
He looks like my friend Lloyd, who wears his hair the same way, and I keep like wanting to hang out with him. Yeah, he does. He has like similar eyes.
Yeah, definitely. And like the hair color sometimes.
Yeah, like, he looks heaps like him. Shit. I wouldn't call it a video game. I'd call it a Hideo game.
Did I call it a video game?
No. It's the best Hideo game of all time.
Oh, because you can say that now because you've finished Death Stranding.
I finished the story and now I am...
Now you're doing all the things that I've spent the last 3 weeks doing.
Well, I did a lot of that and then I accidentally... Once you get to a certain point, the story, like... It's like you feel like you're back in the game and kind of it stops being... You can do whatever you want because there's like certain things have happened that like you can't do or certain things that made that stuff fun.
Yeah, right.
Even like it looks different to the point where I was like, oh, I really want to get past this beat so I can get back to... Oh, bats.
Bats, yeah. Bats flying over my house. So I can get back... Damn, bro. I don't know if you can hear that.
That's wild. That's some Star Wars-esque critter talk. Yeah. So finished and then got to a point where it's like, well, you got to finish it now.
What's your play count hour-wise?
It's like 70, 80? Maybe 80, no, 80 hours.
Well done, dude. How did it feel to finish?
It was great. It was like, it's broken up and everyone's like, it's a 2-hour cutscene. It's not. It's maybe like, I'd say the last three chapters of the ending and they're like sequential and half of it's kind of gameplay and then half of it's not. It's very, you'll see what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. It's very Kojima, shades of Evangelion. Endings I was finding like similar vibe not in terms of plot or something but just like the same feeling and when I finished it I turned to Chloe and I was like I haven't had a feeling like this since I finished the original Evangelion run when I was 14.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
cool. So and it's your favorite of all of his games?
I wouldn't say. I don't know, that's too early to tell. Like, okay. I think it's his best. I think finally technology is caught up with his ambition.
Right.
Though the Metal Gear games always pushed, like, it was always, like, the high point of a console's graphics.
Sure.
Or the, you know, it would always be, like, every Metal Gear was, like, a technical leap for that system. Mm-hmm. And such a, you know, this is one of the best looking games of the era or the gameplay. But I think for the first time, with, like, the motion capture, he's no longer, like, maybe that people used to, it's a pretty lazy criticism, but people could call him, like, a frustrated director in a game maker's body. You know what I mean? But I think he's, like... You know, excuse the pun, like bridged that so well this time where everybody, like you see the cast list when the game ends the credits and you're just like, oh, they're all like Hollywood actors. Like he's finally got that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like voice actor.
Which property that we're talking about tonight do you think had a more impressive cast? Knives Out or Death Stranding?
Yeah. It's hard to tell.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell after I spent like 2 hours with one.
Yeah, totally.
And like 80 hours.
I just mean like in terms of like a list of names.
It's going to be Knives Out.
Yeah. I mean, I watched the trailer a few times before going in. I'm pretty sure I went through like the cast list on Wikipedia a few times.
You're still surprised?
Even watching, I was like, oh, yeah, what the fuck? He's in this movie? So She's good. In this movie? Yeah.
It's so good. I cried at the end of Death Stranding, not Knives Out.
Wow. Yeah. Take that, Ryan Johnson.
Last bit's like, it's beautiful.
Unbelievable. Oh, I mean, yeah, so now I'm...
Where are you up to? Which chapter? What's the latest beat?
I haven't played it in the last week, so sure. Same as last week, but...
It's like me when I was in Melbourne, I was just freaking out.
I was also in Melbourne.
Yeah. Melbourne will do that to you. They won't let you play Death Stranding.
Totally.
It's so good. I love it. I can't stop. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to try and...
I've become a mule. I realized I'm a mule. You know how they're just like obsessed with deliveries?
Yeah, you hit that point last week.
Yeah, all I do is deliver now. Like, yeah, I'm just riding around in my trucks. I've got the highway built up in the snow. Like, it's so fucked. That's so good. Some of them were fucked. You were like, some of them are like, they need 5,000 or 6,000 of things.
Well, I now have like that stockpiled at all of the places that I've set up.
You just got to get up and then drive it along.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's so good.
I love that part of it, that like, you know, just stockpiling I love that. Like, you know, materials.
Do you remember, did you even play Metal Gear 5 that far?
I did. No, you know, I went and checked. I actually played 20 hours of it.
And you know, by like Mother Base, like you could see when he wanted, that's what I mean. Like, I think this is the first time he's been able to realize open world. See, the thing was, like, his games were so on rails before because it was such a, not in a bad way or a critical way, they were quite, I guess Metal Gear 2 opened up a bit and parts of 1, but it was like, you have to be here in this part, and then, you know, it wasn't like an open world, and that's why 5 was so big because it's, but as a result, 5 also lost a lot of his, like, trademark narrative devices, sure, like the cutscenes. It was on you, like you could listen to the cassettes, which I thought was like a really good compromise. Like while you're walking those stretches of land, you should fire up a cassette and like tell you about the story rather than having the codec exchanges or the cutscenes. But for me, it seems like Death Stranding, and I don't know if it's, you know, we still don't know what happened with Konami and Kojima, but it seems to be like such a perfect marriage of insane open world and like insane gameplay, like pure gaming mixed with a plot. And I think it's like much better balanced than 5 was, where it was kind of like an omission of the plot almost, because like it was optional if you wanted to listen, but it was still so open world. It was just like,
yeah,
here's an open world game that's Metal Gear. That was like, yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking this is what he's been wanting to do for so long.
It's funny that you loved that aspect of Metal Gear 5, but you hated the storytelling head Mimir in God of War.
Oh, I just didn't like the accent. And I didn't like that you couldn't control it.
He's Scottish.
So I kept like talking and getting him out of the boat so he would stop.
Oh, yeah, right.
And then he jumped back and he's like, as I was saying. And you're just like, oh, fuck, I thought you'd forget. So with Metal Gear 5, it was optional. You could listen to a tape where you wanted. Yeah. I used to listen to them at work on YouTube. I wouldn't even listen to them in game. I'd just like put them on in the background and like get through the plot. I was bummed you couldn't download them because I wanted to listen to them on my phone as like a podcast.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, because he listens to it on a Walkman.
Man, I wish you could sync your phone to Death Stranding so you could read the emails when you weren't playing the game.
Same, because sometimes I'm just sitting on my TV reading emails for 20 minutes. Yeah, I'm like, totally. Oh, this is what I do at work.
Yeah, even if it was like a Switch game,
yeah,
you know, that would make more sense. But yeah, reading it off your television is...
Fuck, imagine Death Stranding on Switch. Just, it couldn't work. You would be able to see like
I'd still consider
an in-world meter in front of you.
He'd be like, "Hey, you still in my water, bro? What the fuck?
What?
You
I've been taking
meal.
Sips out of that. Don't touch it. I made you sick.
I poured 2.
Oh man, I got confused.
Okay, well, sorry. I'm gonna get another glass of water before I die.
Yeah, I'll man the mic. So I was telling you before, I've got my staff Christmas party this week, and they always go large with the themes.
You guys, or last year you were Pete Davidson.
Well, the last few years have been the year is the theme, so it's like an iconic moment of the year.
So yeah, last year obviously the theme was 2018. You went as Pete Davidson.
Pete Davidson
with Linda Mariano,
who went as Ariana.
Yeah,
and it was great. I mean, it wasn't a lot of work for me.
Iconic,
he and I,
yeah,
kind of. He was kind of aping my style that last year. I know.
Yeah, you have similar style. You both
successful.
Threaten the crowd that you'll sue them for
million.
5 million.
I did it first. I did the first ever Hey Fam.
That
show.
Is the most insane story.
Yeah.
If you go to see
an NDA, wasn't it?
Yeah. If you go to see Pete Davidson do his stand up show, you have to sign an NDA saying
it's 1 million. I think.
Is it 1 million?
It's still like a money that like no one in the audience would have.
But if I was like, that's nothing. No, but you have to sign an NDA saying you won't discuss anything that happened in the show or you'll be sued for 1 million.
It's so fucked. Kind of have respect though.
It's so bonkers.
For thinking you're like a rock star.
And it's like, it's because of like people reporting on like times he just, you know, he
9/11 jokes or something.
And like just dropping F and R bombs.
Yeah, right. Really?
Yeah. Like, and calling like
Ariana Grande a dumb bitch or something.
Yeah, and like, and calling like people of the audience names and really? Like, and then like, then saying, okay, I'm going to have a Q&A because I'm waiting for an Uber. And then just walking out like,
and then threatening to sue. Yeah. That's awesome. I mean, man, I kind of have more respect for it now. No, I mean, that's worse than like a HeyFam live show. That's so chaotic.
But yeah, so this year at the Triple J Staff Christmas Party.
Oh yeah, 2019.
So what's your?
Well, I have a Tyler the Creator Eagle wig like from his shop,
mm-hmm.
And so I was like, I'll get that.
You could go as the Kanye's Jesus is King merch store.
I know. Yeah, well, I have some. Yeah. I actually have a Sunday service. Yeah, I mean, people would expect that. But I couldn't find a pink suit because I wanted to go Igor. Like, I have big sunglasses, wear the wig.
Yep.
No blackface. We don't do that at these parties. This isn't a football team.
This isn't Triple M.
Yeah. So, couldn't find one this weekend. I actually found a pink suit at Lowe's on their website. I was like, oh my God, it's actually at Lowe's. I guess, like, they're trying to be lit for young people or something. Rock up to, like, the George Street Lowe's. In the city, and they're like, I was like, I walked around, I couldn't find it. I could see like the big man section, like Hawaiian shirts, a gray shirt that was like, sorry, I didn't answer the phone. I was on the other line, and it was like someone fishing, and I almost bought that. I was like, that's actually super tight. And then I was just like, where's the pink suit? And I showed the shop assistant, and he's like, oh yeah, we actually only sell those online. And I'm like, oh cool. So like, if I buy one, like, what's it? I'm sure it's in Sydney. Like, he's like, oh, they take like 3 or 4 weeks to make. And I'm like, what the fuck? And they have like pink, yellow. They're like all these bright suits. And I'm like, what a dumb idiot.
They probably get made overseas and brought over here.
So fucking dumb. And he's like, maybe 4 weeks. Do you want one? I'm like, no, I don't actually want one. It's for. And then I was like, fuck it, man. Like, I'm not going to buy a suit I'm never going
to
wear.
Actually,
again.
Similar to something that I experienced today.
Really?
Tilly for Christmas once. She asked, we had our Santa photo taken yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
She asked Santa for a pink car.
Right, like a Barbie one that you drive around. Yeah. Like, I don't know why I said Barbie, but I had a Barbie big one.
Yeah, it was a Barbie one. I guess that's what she wanted.
Sure.
Not that she even has Barbie.
One that she rides around?
No, she just wants to pick up her dollies.
Oh, cool.
And so, yeah, I found one at Kmart, like a Barbie one, and it was sold out all over Sydney.
Fuck.
I was just calling Kmart all morning for this pink Barbie convertible.
Calling Kmart,
I've had to do that. And it was available on Amazon Prime, but guess how long it would take to get here?
A week?
Three weeks.
What the fuck?
What's with pink things and taking 3 weeks?
That stinks.
But I found one at North Rocks Kmart. I found it.
North where?
North Rocks.
Where is that, the rocks?
No, I don't know why it's called North Rocks. It's nowhere near the rocks.
Where is it?
It's kind of close. It's like 10 minutes from where I live.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I remember having to call Kmart where the kids do swimming as a lessons. Kid. Because I had a Casey Jones Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles like original first wave action figure when I was 5.
Yep.
And I used to take, because I lived on the beach, I used to take like my turtles to the beach and pretend like the water was the sewer. And then they took my Casey Jones and washed out. And that was my favorite figure because he had like that golf bag with like different bats.
Oh, yeah, I remember
that.
It was a great figure.
Yeah, it was the best. And then I had to call, and like back then, I couldn't find a replacement. It was gone.
No,
because like they're like, no, and I don't think they knew what a 5-year-old was saying. But my parents were like, you've got to call them. You've got to find out. Like they would always like make me do stuff as like a learning, which was great. Not like to get me in trouble, but they're like, what's Kmart Star Wars starts with K. So here's a phone book. This is where numbers are. So you call up, and then like they would like, I think it was a school teacher thing. They like to give you the tools and then like make you self-sufficient. So I remember being a kid, just being shit scared and just calling Kmart.
Upon realizing that you were incompetent of actually being able to achieve this, did they try and help you after that point?
No, it was just like a lesson. It was like, okay, well, maybe don't take the toys to the beach.
Yeah, totally.
In the water with you. And I was like, well, yeah, that was another way of saying it.
Did you lose all their weapons and shit all the time too? Or?
Nah. It was rare because my mother will tell you, she probably already has, like, I used to line up my toys, kind of like now as an adult. She comes to my house now and she's just like, oh, nothing's changed. And I wouldn't play with my toys as a kid. I'd line them up and put them in the poses that are on the back of the boxes and just in the same order they were in the back. And like my grandparents would be like, do you want to play with them? I was like, no, don't touch them. Just come in and have a look at them. And would like think it was like a museum piece or something and like would never play with toys as a kid, which probably says a lot about me, I guess.
Yeah.
It's like a collector.
Sure, yeah. Just as a collector, not as any other aspect of your personality.
No, not at all.
That's
tough.
You're not going as Igor.
Oh, yeah. So, can't go as Igor. And then I was like,
costume.
The cheapest suit was like $200. So, like, a funny bit, like, it's $200 is still $200. Like, I would rather spend that on...
Also, it's really similar to when everyone went to Sia all those years ago.
Totally. I mean, let's be honest. Yeah, he's doing Sia. So I thought about like, okay, what was a big moment for me this year? And then I was going through my phone, like screen caps, because stuff, you know, screenshot.
I know you're going as. You're going as Mike from My Aunt.
Well, that got vetoed Kingsmill's already going. No. I couldn't go. I was like, what am I... And then I saw that a day when... day that I'll never forget was a day when a certain star said that they'd be pulling an app of theirs, the Jeremy Renner app. And so I went on his app and screenshot like a lot of his posts because, there was that turmoil. I think we covered it on Hey Fam where people were hacking his account.
No, oh, that was totally like one of the weirdest moments of the year.
It was and I was just like, oh, what an amazing moment. So I'm going as a in memorial of the Jeremy Renner app. So the front is just a screenshot like of one of the... It was like picking...
A costume or a t-shirt?
T-shirt. So it's a t-shirt. Well, also like it's going to be 30 degrees Friday. Yeah. And like it's going to be like 100 people in a room. I don't want to look like a dickhead. Like, at least with the Pete Davidson one last year, I could take off the tattoo sleeve. And then I kind of just look like me.
Yeah.
I don't like costumes. I hate costume parties. So, I always like to wear something that, like, I could fit in public if the party's bad and not look like an...
You
absolute...
went as Unit 2 from Evangelion.
Unit 1.
Unit 1 from Evangelion.
That was a party I didn't want to leave, though.
Okay, right.
Like, I like to have options.
That was a very, very...
But that was for a cosplayer's party.
Okay.
Yeah. And that was
You don't like costumes, but you do like cosplay?
I respect a cosplayer and wanted... I wanted to, I wanted to steal the spotlight from the birthday girl. So I had her boyfriend. I told you I had a boyfriend actually go to the Evangelion store in Ikebukuro while they were there before her 30th and like buy it for me. And I like sent him the money straight away on Beam. I was like, can you do that now? He's at the checkout. He's like, it's this much. And I like shot it. And he's like, okay, I've got it. I'm going to bring it back for you. And then he had to come to my house before her birthday, before going to set it up to give me the Evangelion costume I'd be wearing to her party.
That's so funny.
To look better than the birthday person.
So it was her boyfriend?
Lloyd.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, it was Lloyd. Lloyd and his girl.
Two mentions so far for Lloyd.
Really? Who's the other one?
Death Stranding.
Lloyd. My world slowly gets drip fed on this podcast. it's just me, I'm the boys, because every story. But so I'm going, and the back's going to have Jeremy Renner app 2017 to 2019, and then in text, and then underneath his post on Instagram where he's like, that horrible font he used to write, he's like, he had his notes moment, you know, when every celebrity has a notes moment, and it was just like, this app's jumped the shark, it's no longer became the community I play, and so I think that shirt to me, front and back, encapsulates... With 2019, which
and I'm like,
really
yeah, wow. So the front is
it's just one of his many posts. It was hard picking, but it was one where it's just a really great Jeremy selfie, and it's like, hey everyone, what's going on? Any plans this weekend? You know, he would post one of those every week, and there were some other ones, but I was like, that's the classic. That's the like, if someone asked me in an image what the Jeremy Renner app was, that would be the image that I would show them.
I would. And I'm sure everyone else listening would actually wear the shit out of a Jeremy Renner.
Well, the thing is, like, I made it to look good. It's not like I'm like, I actually want this to work in case like I leave. Not that if I leave, but if we go somewhere in the public afterwards, I still look like a gangster, like I always do, you know, like a cool dude. But yeah, I mean, it's kind of a good shirt. I mean,
you should make them.
I will if there's an audience for it. No, you're going to buy one.
I'll pull my fingers out of your ass.
And here it is. And also it functions not only as that, but as a Angus cosplay outfit for the mega fans.
Yeah. Okay. First, hey,
we've already got the design.
Yeah, that's great.
That's all it took. 2 years of me accidentally designing a shirt for Hey Fam.
If it's that easy, let's just do it.
Who's going to sue us more, Tumix or Jeremy Renner? I think Tumix is actually a functional app. So
yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Jeremy Renner can't come for us.
Maybe we should combine them both.
Yeah, oh, Jeremy Renner playing Mike. All right, well, there we go. Sorted. Hey, fam.
Although, Jeremy Renner playing Mike, as we all know, my aunt is set in Korea.
Yeah, what's a Korean game?
Hawkeye wouldn't fuck.
Hawkeye would not. He would fuck all of the women in that apartment, but with a bow and arrow to the head. Did he? No, he used swords or some shit.
Yeah, that's so weird.
So you're gonna get back into Death Stranding?
Of course, but I've got to go to Japan first, where I plan to spend all my money on Death Stranding.
Such
merch.
A flex.
Yeah, I know.
I'm so excited for you.
I go on Sunday. I'm gonna put up at the fucking most ridiculous hotel.
So good. You're in the best spot. How long are you there for? 3 days?
Yeah, so 4 nights. I fly. Well, I'm away for four nights. So 3 days.
Sure. Fuck, that's crazy.
I know. It's not ideal, but I'm going to make it happen. Yeah. First thing I'm going to do, because obviously, like, I land, check in, then I'm going to go buy Shonen Jump.
Oh, you have to. It'll be hard not to.
And spend, buy a bunch of tickets at all the Ichiban Kuji raffles at Lawson's and shit.
7-Elevens.
And because they'll
there was an Evangelion one when I was there once, and I didn't understand it. This was like 4 years ago, and I was like, took up this like Evangelion. I was like, oh, can I get that? And he just, poor guy, couldn't speak English, and I couldn't speak Japanese well, and he tried to tell me you can't get it, and you have to win it, and it was he should have just taken the money and pulled out an envelope for me.
But yeah,
I think
totally.
He was like, worried I'd be disappointed.
He's definitely had someone, he probably had like the worst version of that story where someone does, he does just give someone a ticket and they're like, no, I don't want this commemorative plate.
I want Oscar in a bikini.
Yeah, yeah.
Sitting on top of Unit 2, not this plate. Yeah.
So that's what I'm going to do before, because Japanese shops all open really late.
Well, here's the thing, they stay open.
That's late. True too.
Yeah. But so, yeah, it's usually like 11.
I'm going to try and feed. I remember
like waking
so
up
stuff.
In like Shimokita's hour and shit, and you're just like, all right, let's go get food and shopping. And you're like, it's 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock. And you're like, oh shit, things aren't open for 2 hours. Yeah. It's just like quiet streets. And some of the streets have like speakers playing music. Remember?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love that.
You just kind of hear that. And you're like,
towns especially,
damn,
yeah.
What's going on?
But yeah, I'm gonna hit up the Parco Mall.
Yeah, reopen.
As soon as it opens at 10, but yeah, when doors open at 10 a.m.
FaceTime me.
Okay.
So I got two shops for you to go to for
the Akira shop?
And I will send you money.
Akira, yeah, yeah, yeah. What's the other one?
Evangelion. It's not Evangelion, it's well. Radio Evangelion.
Oh,
but
okay,
it's like
right.
Their brand of, it's good. It's not like toys and stuff. It's like shirts they make that are like tasteful design. Not like.
Are you going to buy something to outshine my wife at her next birthday?
It depends. What's the theme?
I'll see if she's into cosplay by then.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just thinking about... Yeah. Yeah, you got to go. What day are you going to go there? Monday or Tuesday?
It'll be Monday, yeah.
Sick. I'll be available all day. As soon as... Just FaceTime, I'm like, I've got to go, guys. This is really important. This is coming down the wire.
Yep. And then I got to try and make it to Tokyo Tower for the One Piece...
When's your adventure start?
Exhibition, where it's like a theme park.
No, when?
I'm like... I have like moments of time. I only have to do stuff that evening on the Monday. Mm. So I guess I'm going to try and do that in one day. Parko
that rules.
In Tokyo. But then I've got to be back by 5.
All my Japanese friends are posting... just Star Wars is everywhere there at the moment.
That was the same. Like, the last time I was there was when just before Force Awakens came out.
And then I was there after, remember? And it was all...
BB-8 was everywhere. And I remember buying you like
that's
every...
That's right. And then I bought you a newspaper.
I got you the Kylo Ren chopsticks.
That's right.
Yeah. Fuck. Kylo Ren's lightsaber.
It's so, so easy to buy for me in Japan. And now you.
Yeah,
with
yeah,
your
totally.
One Piece.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, totally. One Piece and Star Wars.
I don't want dumb Western shit.
Yeah, it is like... Even though it's... It's just like a cooler version of what we can get here. Like for like
well,
the,
it's just
the
like
things.
Niche like, products have like an audience of a few million because their population's so big. So it's, you know what I mean?
Like yeah,
it's,
totally.
That's,
yeah.
Maybe that's completely wrong. I don't understand how economies work. But there's like no risk in making like a weird one-off character or something. Plus like characters and stuff like that is such a like, people love, you know, you love characters and stuff. Like it's an okay thing there.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
More so than here where you're like roasted for... having like a Pikachu on your desk or some shit.
A Pikachu body pillow.
Yeah. If you're like 16 and into cartoons, like you get beaten up. You used to. Now it's cool. Or
yeah.
Something.
Yeah. But yeah, like even like Ben Presto, who do a lot of like the like One Piece merch and all the Dragon Ball merch. They also own license for all Japanese Disney merch.
Oh, right.
And so like, I don't know if you've ever seen like their Toy Story merch and like that kind of thing. It's just gorgeous. And they do like these just little statues that are
fluffy
and shit.
They're dope. You're going to go to Kitty Land?
Yeah, of course. Go to Kitty Land. I'm going to go to the Kirby Cafe.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Maybe the...
There was a Final Fantasy Cafe when I was there. Final Fantasy...
But the Kirby Cafe is permanent.
And oh, that rules. Oh, yeah. Man, Mimikyu. It's my boy.
Yeah. Anyway, it's going to be an insane time for my bank account.
Just spam me.
I've been working so goddamn hard lately, and I'm just going to spend all that money.
It rules, so you should. That's how the world shit works. Imaginable. Capitalism, baby. We're living it.
So we're going to be talking.
I want to be a mailman.
Are going to be Knives Out merch in Japan?
No.
Because we should talk about Knives Out. We should also talk about at some point the Black Widow trailer.
Oh yeah, I mean, we talked about Hawkeye. That's a nice link, isn't it?
Either now or in PayFam. Should we get let's get stuck into Knives Out, and we'll do Black Widow.
Yep.
In PayFam.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Some real PFAM hours.
So Knives Out, before we talk about it, I want to hear your thoughts on Rian Johnson. Obviously, we've spoken about him in terms of Star Wars director.
Yeah, I love him. I think I still haven't seen, though, the Magnificent... What's it called? The Bloom?
Brothers Bloom.
I haven't seen the Magnificent, which is such a bizarre thing. I haven't seen it.
It's my least favorite of his movies.
I think it's everyone's. I think it's his.
It's really weird. The first hour I just absolutely detested, and B and I, when we were watching it, I was just like, can we stop? And then we stopped, and then was like, oh, we're considering putting something else on. And she was like, but actually, let's just watch the rest of it. And then
that was his follow up to Brick, right?
Yeah. And I was kind of like half, it was like, yeah, it's Mark Ruffalo's in it.
Adrian Brody
is, yeah, they're the two brothers, Bloom.
Lucy Liu? No.
I can't remember.
It's probably racist if I find out.
Uh oh.
Could someone else?
Uh oh. I just realized I'm not actually going to Japan.
Fuck him. I'm going to Sydney.
Brothers Bloom. Rachel Weisz.
Well, I typed in Brothers Bloom. First thing that came up was brothels.
Rinko Kikuchi. Brothels.
Oh, yeah. Rinko Kikuchi. There you go. That's terrible.
Oh, yeah. Well. The world may judge
you.
Well,
man, forever. I haven't seen it. So, like, that's on you.
Brothers Bloom.
I'm recalling the poster. And I remember there was a...
It's almost 2 hours long. It's a long-ass movie.
And, 2 hours is a long-ass movie.
It is for
like
a movie...
3 hours
is it
long.
Is for a movie you don't like.
So you didn't like it?
And I kind of half-watched the rest of it. And on my phone, I wasn't really paying that much attention.
What a fucking terrible movie viewer you are.
Yeah, but I didn't like the first part. And I was like, I'm kind of done with this. And anyway, I turn over at B after something happens towards the end. And she's bawling her eyes out.
Oh, wow.
And it really just absolutely destroyed
her. It's because you were on the phone. She's not paying attention to the movie your wife wanted to watch with you.
Yeah, but I feel like maybe I should watch it. Apparently, it's on Stan right now.
Oh, cool. I'm going to have to watch it. Look, I love Brick. I remember seeing Brick.
Brick
maybe,
is...
Maybe opening night at the Dandy, because I saw the trailer, I saw the hype online, and since it was like such a small independent film, I remember reading the hype. It took a while for it to come here.
Yeah.
I remember seeing it just being like, oh, this is great. Like, what a great original first film.
Yeah.
Didn't see Brothers Bloom. I'm not sure why. What year did it come out?
2008.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea how I didn't see that. Love Looper. Thought Looper was such a great original.
I loved the majority of Looper. I didn't love the last half hour or so.
Yeah, when it becomes Akira?
Yeah, and I wasn't satisfied with the ending either.
What is it? I don't even know. I forget. Like
the way he ends the loop. Do you remember that? Without giving too much
does
away.
He suck his dip? What's it? Yeah, 10-year-old movie.
He sucks his own dip.
Give it away. It's like a 10-year-old movie.
Okay.
Like, if you don't know the ending of Looper, that's literally on you. No, don't. This is on them.
Okay. At the end of Looper, what's his name?
Bruce Willis.
Jordan Levitt.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Jordan Levitt. Joseph Gordon loves it.
This is a great place.
No, what is it? Great place to get a haircut. No, who was that? That was Trump.
Trump, yeah.
This is a great place to get it. No, I can't do Trump.
You always get those two guys mixed up.
Yeah. Oh, that was from PayFam, sorry.
Yeah.
It's a great place to get a haircut.
Jordan Gordon-Levitt. Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
It's a great place to get a haircut.
He shoots himself, because he's the young Bruce Willis. He shoots himself. He kills himself to get rid of Bruce Willis.
That's fine.
Yeah, I don't know. I just want to, like,
it's great, actually.
Satisfying.
Sometimes you've got to kill yourself.
I think I hyped up that movie so much in the lead up to it.
All right. Because remember the guns being like phenomenal.
Oh man, the whole like and all of Paul Dano's stuff is unbelievable.
Yeah, Paul Dano is like and the drugs you put in your eyes.
Yeah, yeah. World building unbelievable, and like the way that like everyone has like this like crappy superpower that like.
Like, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just like this thing that like some people have that doesn't really do it. Like the little, that everyone, like one in five people has telekinesis or some shit, and it's like, but it's not very impressive or effective.
I love that movie.
Yeah, I should revisit.
You don't
it.
Get movie like it's so hard to get a movie like that now, like a non-franchise. Yeah, totally. That was high budget as well, based off.
Yeah, very high budget.
And so it's just like that's such a rare thing. And then Last Jedi,
and then of course some of the best episodes of Breaking Bad.
Some would say the best.
Yeah. I think that was like, yeah, my
Ozymandias.
Looper came out at like the peak of his work on Breaking Bad. He won an award for outstanding directing in Breaking Bad in 2013, and Looper came out at the end of 2012.
Damn, fuck. That movie's so good.
Brick is like probably my favorite. I love Brick.
Brick's so fucking good. And I think Looper's my favorite.
I was the most excited though because Knives Out feels like the most thematically similar.
He wants to make it after Brick. He's been trying to make it for like 10 years.
Yeah, it's a murder mystery, and Brick is too.
Yeah, it's like the other side of the coin. You've got the like gumshoe noir, which is Brick,
featuring and like a wannabe great detective.
Yeah, and then this is like the Agatha Christie. You know what I mean? It's like two versions of like popular crime fiction, which is like the Brick's like your 1940s, you know, detective shit. Noir, and then the other one's like, we're going to satisfy you. We like the big part of noir is it's not about the answer, it's about the like destination.
Of course, yeah. And
whereas Agatha Christie's like the opposite, like you watch stuff noir, and it's like, you want that, it's all like
you
tied.
You want the detective to reveal. It's all tied in a bow.
We need the scene where everyone's in the drawing room and you're like, fuck, Knives Out was great. I loved how it flipped because I studied crime fiction in school, like maybe for like my final year in four extension two English or something. We had to like extensively study like like The Third Man and like Philip, what's that fucking book writer? This is so long ago.
Philip like, K. Dick.
Nah, no, someone else. I don't know. The guy The Big Sleep, come on. Maybe that's a character.
No, that's I don't know who you're talking about now.
Big Sleep.
That's noir shit though. That's
not Raymond Chandler.
Raymond Chandler. Philip.
The fucking idiot. But yeah, Raymond Chandler. We had to read like a bunch of Chandler and like a bunch of yeah, Christie as well. Just like two types of. I sound so basic, but I do remember like analyzing that shit so hard. So watching this was like so great to.
Yeah, I went
because people don't make movies like this anymore.
No, totally.
Or
yeah.
Tell these stories.
Yeah, I mean, like,
major films anymore. They're like books, and that's it.
Totally, but I feel like you know a lot of everyone's favorite like genre directors, like you know, Coen Brothers have made films like this. Robert Altman made the excellent.
I was about to say Gosford Park. I thought of Gosford Park a lot while watching this.
And this even had
Gosford Park, which was a backdoor pilot, basically,
for
Jurassic Park.
What's it called?
The Lost World.
Fucking.
I can't believe. Are You Being Sir?
Maggie Smith series.
Yeah, Are You Being Sir? Are You Being Sir? The British show.
As Time Goes By.
What's Mrs. Bucket. Yeah.
Mrs. Mansford Brown's Park. Boys. Park. No, it's not. No.
Derry. Sherlock.
I have Google right next to me, but Sherlock. I'll be so unsatisfied if I don't figure it out.
There was a movie about it recently.
I've watched 5 seasons of this fucking thing. Why can't I remember what it's called?
Gosford Park. No, that's
it's so. Why can I remember Gosford Park but not
Jurassic Park?
Maggie Smith. What did I haven't looked?
Gosford Park TV series.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, okay. Gosford Park.
We put our money where our mouth is.
Imagine how excruciating.
Yeah, I've just explained crime fiction, and now we can't remember. This is a riveting podcast. All the while, I look like Bane wearing this. Gosford Park.
God, why is it Downton Abbey?
Oh yeah.
There you go. Thanks for bringing that up, Angus. God.
Jurassic Park still works.
I thought...
Because they're all rich white people and...
This reminded me...
Who starts Jurassic Park as a rich white person. That's true.
Yeah. And rich white people also feature prominently in Wes Anderson movies.
I can't wait for rich people of color to start Jurassic Park. And that's what I hope the third movie is about. Because I think that's... We've earned that.
Yep.
As an audience to finally see some real stories that aren't about the aristocracy playing God. It's about time everybody played God.
I mean, Jurassic World is already pretty woke. A lot of the dinosaurs are trans.
No, but also Ian Malcolm has a black daughter, unexplained.
Oh,
and she's like, that's fine. Maybe he adopted her.
Uh-huh.
Maybe he's black with that Michael Jackson disease.
Not
pedophilia, the one where your skin goes a different color.
Also, the dinosaurs aren't trans. They're
women. They're all, no, they are trans.
No, don't they? They're hermaphrodite. No, no, no.
You can't say hermaphrodite. They're asexual, maybe? No.
Lucy Liu.
Lucy Liu. Lucy Liu has voiced every raptor. No, yeah, but they are...
That when you change your sex.
Intersex.
Intersex?
Aye.
Okay, great. Don't let us make a Jurassic Park movie. Well, that's the lesson to be learned.
No, don't make us, but if you're going to give it to Josh Trank, give it to us first. Yeah. It'll be kind of better.
Josh Trank?
Well, he's so bad. Like, he's going to...
No. Who was the guy that actually got taken off Jurassic... Oh, no, he's back. Jurassic World.
Yeah, yeah. No, but I mean, like, if you're going through your director's list...
Mark Duplass?
No, Colin Trevorrow.
Colin Trevorrow.
He got taken off Star Wars.
That's right.
But if you're going to go to Josh Trank, just remember the Hey Fan Boys are available. And that's what our credits will be.
Not as bad as
no,
Josh
not the
Trank.
Hey Fan Boys, because I want to honor...
The dinosaurs. The brave dinosaurs. Yeah. Jurassic World.
I'd love to reboot Jurassic World.
I
still stand by the second one's hot.
The second...
Jurassic World.
Fallen Kingdom. I love Fallen Kingdom.
It was so good.
It was super fun.
That was sick. The third one has potential too, if it's going to be just about like dinosaurs out in the wild eating people at camp or something.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I want to see just dinosaurs going international.
I'd love the last scene to be like Planet of the Apes-esque and it's the Flintstones and like it's actually the future, but we now live with them and they like wash our dishes with us and stuff.
And they have prehistoric birds now use their noses to
as
be
phones.
The needle on records.
Yeah, but that'd be so good.
Anyway, as I was saying, Knives Out also reminded me of Wes Anderson movies a bit too.
Because that's interesting. How come?
I saw like a lot of the pans, like a lot of the camera panning.
Right.
And obviously set inside a big old mansion featuring lots of famous people.
But nothing was in Futura font.
That's true.
And the clothes were quite natural. They weren't like caricatures.
Yeah.
The best thing with Wes Anderson is like your wardrobe will tell you your character arc with more than the script.
Yeah.
Like the fact Richie Tenenbaum wears tennis gear like 24/7. My favorite shot in Royal Tenenbaums is still, I think like someone's in the bathroom at what's his name? What was Owen Wilson's character's name? The neighbor?
Just say Owen Wilson.
And he's like going to the toilet and is talking. And you just see like a stack of pornos and there's dialogue. And you just kind of like, this guy's like hilarious.
Yeah. I love the way Knives Out opened. I loved how it introduced all of its characters. Like, that's the thing. Like, I knew that this was a stacked cast in terms of like, you know, big names, and you were introduced to all of their characters within minutes of
the pacing
movie
of this movie was unbelievable.
It wasn't, I actually thought, I was like, oh wow, this is going to be quite a short movie. And, it's, just over 2 hours long, but like it was
I had so much fun, man.
It was incredible.
Rian Johnson is like such a great filmmaker, I think. He's a king at like taking a well-known genre and just, it still resembles that genre and honors the rules to it. No, honors like the overall certain things that have to happen in a genre. Like, okay, for murder, you have to like have the scene where everyone's explained, you have to see the murder, you have to find out the culprit. But what he always does with his movies,
the
he
audience
moves them
has
around.
To know what the other characters do. Like most... The audience has to know some of the facts that the characters don't know, but not all.
But like, he just slightly tweaks them all so it doesn't resemble a carbon copy of like a 40-year-old film. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, should we go into spoilers?
In a minute.
Yeah.
I reckon this is my favorite movie since, like, in terms of my favorite Rian Johnson movie since Brick.
Yeah,
in terms of it never having a moment in it that I didn't enjoy.
Yep. It was just utterly enjoyable.
Like, obviously mentioning Brothers Bloom and even Looper, like I was somewhat let down in their endings after loving, with Looper I loved the opening. Yeah, I know, whatever. Brothers Bloom is an anomaly.
Mm.
Even Last Jedi, like there are scenes in that I wish weren't in it.
Mm.
Not quite as bad as other Star Wars movies that I love, but
I guess that's also a series that he had to play within the rules of more so than...
For sure.
Like,
but there was
established.
There was no fat on this movie at all. Like, it was so tightly paced.
The only
fat was
my dick every time Chris Evans was on the screen. Because he's a hunk of...
It was so good seeing him play such a dumb prick too.
Just reminded me of all the movies I used to see him in before he was Cap.
Well, yeah, it reminded me heaps of the character.
Scott Pilgrim. And Not Another Teen Movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're just like, oh, he used to play jerks for a living.
Yeah, he was so good.
And then he got to playing like Earnest Nice Guys, which used to be like... It was hard to take at first. I remember him as Cap.
What kind of character does he play in Snowpiercer?
Oh, he's probably like an altruistic, nice guy.
Have you seen Snowpiercer?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, right.
I should
rectify that.
Yeah, I really should.
We can go into spoiler territory. Knives Out. Because, I mean, I think to even discuss even like the smallest part of this plot
Yeah, it's going to unravel.
So for those of you who haven't seen it, you should see it. It's excellent. And you should support movies like these because just like Looper, made. These kind of movies don't...
How sick is it that this was his follow-up film to like a Star Wars Skywalker film?
Yeah, it's crazy. And like I imagine like a lot of people that didn't like Last Jedi are like boycotting it.
They are.
Like,
if you go to... I went to the IMDb trivia page and like all brilliant websites on the internet, there's no policing and it's like user-generated. So there was like a post that was like... The character who was a son of the young kid who's like a neo-Nazi or whatever, an alt-right kid. Rian Johnson has said in interviews he designed that kid because that was anyone who complained about The Last Jedi. But then that would also include Mark Hamill, who was very vocal in his that's literally a bit of trivia. I'm like, no, that's true. He's never said that. There's been no interview where he said these are the people who hated The Last Jedi. Like, that doesn't exist. And I was just like, fuck, man. And people were like, bomb attacking it on like
it sucks review. But like I can't imagine.
I still don't get how they are so upset with The Last Jedi.
Yeah,
it's a Star Wars, like it's so similar to so many Star Wars movies. It's like I was thinking about it when watching this. I was just like, how are people so upset that Luke Skywalker was like an old cranky man, which is what you would
everyone knows that The Mandalorian is the first good piece of Star Wars media since
I think they hated it already.
Back. Oh, really?
Probably.
Oh, yeah, by the fourth episode, yeah.
Because Baby Yoda hasn't been, like, fucked up or something.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah,
they probably hated it already.
Baby Yoda hasn't got a lightsaber yet.
Yeah.
And
no one said midichlorians yet. but yeah, this movie is just like... I think everyone seems to love it.
Oh, it's so much fun. Yeah. It's just, yeah.
Everyone looked like they're having the time of their life in the film. Daniel Craig, when he does these roles that aren't Bond, he's just so fucking good. Have you seen Logan Lucky?
No, I need to see it.
Same. He's just
the
like...
The trailers made that look like such a shitty movie.
It's so good.
Yeah,
right. Logan Lucky rules. It's basically Redneck Ocean's 11. But it's like Channing Driver, Tatum, Adam Driver, and Daniel Craig.
God damn it.
It's just like the cast
what accent is Daniel Craig doing
in that? It's the same.
One?
He's Southern.
Because it is so laughably bad in some points, but that just made me love the movie
even
more.
It's like over the top. Like I didn't think it was bad per se. I don't know Southern accents.
There are a lot of words that... It's like, you know, when you know someone... When you're watching an Australian...
Do an American accent.
Or vice versa. There's always certain words like, that's not how that person would say that word. Yeah. Sometimes he just absolutely nailed the like Foghorn Leghorn.
He was so good at it. He was so good.
I loved it. Like... When he's finally about to reveal to everyone the truth and how long it takes for him to get to the point where he starts actually telling the story.
So
And like while being surrounded by all those knives.
Yeah.
I'd seen so
and
many.
And he takes his sleeves up like it was all done and he's like tucks his tie.
I thought like he was going to die before delivering his final verdict.
You have to have the final, like you have to have the scene where everything's explained.
God, it was so enjoyable. But anyway, we're going to go into spoiler
just like such
territory.
Weird moments, like with her like, oh, I vomit when I lie, like unexplained.
Unbelievably
I love that.
Good.
Just such a
so great.
Great, weird.
Great, like narrative device for sure.
Yeah.
We're going to go into spoiler territory. If you haven't seen Knives Out, you should go see it. But if not, come listen to PayFam because we won't be talking about Knives Out and PayFam this week. PayFam is the second hour of HeyFam we record every single week. We do two episodes of HeyFam every single week. If you want to hear both of them, you got to head to our Patreon, which is patreon.com/HeyFam.
It's crazy if you don't.
$5 a month is all it costs for you to get double HeyFam every single week.
First dibs on the Jeremy Renner shirt.
Yeah. And this week we'll be talking about the Black Widow trailer and Angus and I are going to be going through... the music we listened to most in 2019, according to the Apple Music algorithm. That'll be a fun episode. Not a lot of people love it when we talk about music. We don't do it enough.
Yeah, I didn't prepare for this one. Maybe we'll save that music one for next week.
Apple Music did it for you, baby.
Oh, yeah.
We just need to read out that algorithm.
Sure.
Reveal it to the world.
Yeah.
Head over to patreon.com/payfam. You get a bonus episode every single week. Plus, you get access to our Discord. Now, Angus, let's talk about spoilers in Knives Out. Who was your favorite character?
I love the lead. She was so...
Yeah, she was like very, very well cast. Great. And yeah, I wonder what else she's in.
She's Blade Runner. She's the girlfriend of Kay.
Oh, of course, she's Blade Runner.
She's Blade Runner. No, she plays Joy.
Oh,
the
right.
Virtual girlfriend.
Yeah, right. Sick.
Yeah.
The saddest part of the movie.
Yeah, and she's also in the new Bond.
So her and Daniel Craig are going to fuck?
Nah, he's good. Him and Fragile are going to fuck. Remember they left together in Spectre?
I didn't see Spectre.
Oh, that's his like... It's good. One of the only times the Bond girls carried over. He has like a relationship with her.
In one of them, like, I think Roger Moore marries a Bond girl at the end of one of his movies, and then
Sean Connery did, and then she died. George Lazenby did, and then she dies, and that spurs on.
That's right.
Yeah, that's on Her Majesty's Secret Service.
Oh, that's right. George Lazenby marries, and then
she
dies
gets killed
in a Roger Moore.
No, she gets killed in the same movie, and that's like the point.
I remember there being like, "Oh, sorry about Thingo James."
I think that's something else. I think that's in another movie. Yeah, but it's actors playing the husband.
Right. Okay.
I think Roger Moore then plays... Oh, no, maybe Sean Connery is. I don't know.
James Bond. What a confusing
bloody
franchise.
Hell, James. Yeah. Yeah, it's so weird. But I kind of respect the fact they're like, yeah, Judi Dench has been Bond for two Bonds. And, like, it's just unexplained. I have respect for that, where they're just like...
Well, John Cleese was Q for ages. And then
he
wasn't
Q for ages. He was R and then became Q.
Right.
And Die Another Day. And then there was no Q in Casino Royale or Quantum of Solace. And they introduced Q in Skyfall.
That young dude. All right. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, right. Something. Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah, love it. Hey, excited for this new one.
I'm way more excited to see Daniel Craig being like a bumbling southern...
Yeah. But he wasn't too bumbling.
Genius detective.
He wasn't bumbling.
Well, it was like faux bumbling.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he bumbled his speech. And there were moments where he was oblivious to, like, you know, things directly in front of his nose. And,
She was hiding it. She was a better detective than him.
Yeah. Oh, God, it was so much fun.
Before I was saying, like, I loved the way he takes the rules, but he took the reveal scene, like, where you actually see the murder and put in the first 20 minutes.
Yeah, I love that you know, like,
which was fantastic.
You know what
such
actually
an
happened.
Interesting,
yeah.
Such a simple thing, and maybe it's been done before on a smaller scale, but it's one of those moments where you're like, fuck, why hasn't anyone thought of that before? Like, just presenting the murder in this quite traditional whodunit so early.
Mm.
Maybe it does happen. I don't know. I can't think of it happening. I'm sure it has. But
the old man was probably my favorite.
Christopher Plummer.
He's so
good.
Oh, it's Christopher Plummer. Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay, sure. The scariest thing happened to me while I was watching this, you know, suspenseful murder mystery.
What?
At like the peak of the movie, when there was like 25 minutes left, I got a notification and I looked at my watch and it was, you have a message in your MyGov inbox. Do you suffer from like the anxiety that comes from getting one of those? Or are you like, because I guess you're there's a lot less on the line because, you know, you have
I have an accountant and stuff who does all my tax forms.
So you don't get the MyGov messages?
Once a year when they're like, your tax is done.
Like MyGov means...
Or they're like update your password, just random shit.
Yeah, yeah. So MyGov is like, that's where you get, how you can like get messages regarding your tax and stuff like that. And
passport.
When I get that notification, my heart starts fucking racing because I'm like, oh God, I'm about to get audited. Or like I've accidentally missed a payment because I have to make quarterly ones or like it's...
Yeah, no, I don't get that shit.
I was terrified and I had to... thankfully the movie was so good that I could forget about
it. Yeah, that's a sign of how good the film is. You can go back to it.
And anyway, and then I logged on during the credits.
Passport.
And it was just like, it was three messages. Cause I kept getting it. You have another message in your MyGov. And I was like, oh God, like what the fuck has happened? It was just saying like, this statement is ready. This statement is
so
also
dumb.
Ready. This other statement
I got
is
three
ready.
In a row recently as well. And it was about tax stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and they're like, your statement's ready. Yeah. It's like, I literally got that a few
times. Why do you need to notify me about that? God.
Just email me.
Tell my accountant. I don't know.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I hate that you don't get the email in your...
Yeah, you got to log into that dank-ass website. It's so shit.
It's the worst. That's the true killer.
Yeah, the true killer is MyGov's UI.
Not MyGov. Hashtag.
Knives out. More like knives in my wrists because I got an alert from MyGov. I love seeing the reveal, the whole scene play out. And his relationship with her was so nice. And
I loved like when they were recounting, their
at the party.
Of the party.
And everyone hates each other and hides stuff.
But like, and everyone's in different positions at the party, depending on who's telling the story.
Yeah. But everyone makes themselves look great. And everyone's like putting shit on the other people behind their back. And like, who said that? Yeah.
I loved it. I loved Toni Collette.
She was great. Everyone was great.
Yeah.
Michael Shannon.
Shannon was amazing. Yeah.
How good was
Don Johnson?
Don Johnson was so good.
Yeah. Jamie Lee Curtis.
Everyone was fantastic.
Yeah, totally. I loved like crappy alt-right kid.
From Stranger Things.
I loved Chris Evans telling when he finally shows up and he's just such a dumb freak.
Fuck you. What's he saying? You eat shit.
And then when he sees, is it Meg? And he's like, how's SJW school or whatever? Yeah. Yeah.
How good too was Edie, Judy Gemstone. Edie, what's
yes, her? Yeah. Fran, yeah.
As soon as I saw her, I was like, yes.
She's like one of the first person you see, didn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, at the party.
She's who discovers the body.
Oh fuck, it's so good.
Man, it was just so
satisfying, that final shot too of the mug, and you're just like, damn, that's such a great way to.
Who had we seen that mug?
It was the opening shot of the movie.
Okay, right.
I know. I guessed the ending. I was like, since I saw that opening shot, I was just like, there's a reason why that mug's the first shot of the movie.
Did you notice that Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
We're probably in EB Games seeing if a new Warrior Wear has come out.
I had to go see it. Yeah. did you notice that Joseph Gordon-Levitt was credited in the credits?
Was he a voice?
So he. Since Brick, he's been in every single one of Ryan Johnston's movies.
He's an alien on Canto Bite. He's like complains to the Canto Bite police that someone's parked the ship illegally when Rose and Finn are on the beach.
Right. Okay, sure. So you know at the beginning of the movie when... what is the girl from Paraguay's name?
Well, we never learn where it's from. She's from... Remember, it's like Paraguay, Brazil.
Oh, I thought because the first one said Paraguay, that's where she was
from. No, everyone. Right, the whole point is we never know.
Because someone says Uruguay at one point.
Yeah, and then they're like, she's actually from Brazil. You know, the Britain, they just all change. Right, sure. Yeah.
But what was her character's name? I can't remember.
I forget her character's name.
But when, at the beginning, when she's at her house and her sister is watching like
the murder show.
That voiceover. Because I was like, who's that voice? I actually thought it was Chris Evans doing a voice.
And it was like, they'll cop and they'll explaining the
He's
murder.
Like, we've got all the evidence. We've got all the blah, blah, blah. That's Joseph Gordon.
Marta,
that's right. So Marta's sister's watching a show and it's narrated by Joseph Gordon-Levitt. That's his cameo.
What was Daniel Craig's character's name again? It was so good.
Benoit.
Fuck, what was it? I loved it. Now it's just us doing it.
Benoit
Blanc.
Benoit Blanc. Yeah, it was fucking great. I loved how often he said, the game is afoot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love too when...
That's probably twice, but it was...
But that's his catchphrase. Yeah, totally. I love too when Chris Evans like goes to stab Marta at the end and the knife went in. And like I just remembered earlier in the movie when Christopher Plummett's talking about... It's when they're playing that board game and he's like... Oh, Ransom, he would take a stage knife and not know it's real. Or something like that. Right, remember he said something like that about like a stage play knife or like a knife for stage.
Yeah, right. I don't remember that.
Well, I forgot about it and then I saw him with the knife. I'm like, it's going to be fake because we heard the foreshadowing.
But Chris Evans is a jerk.
He's so good. He sweaters.
Yeah.
Where was it set? Like New England or something? What vibes did you get?
Yeah, I guess like that part of America. East Coast somewhere.
Yeah. Well, when they're like... You know, the family home's been here for generations. Like, no, you bought it off like an Indian family in like the 70s.
Pakistani family
in the 70s.
Yeah.
It's great. So good.
Of course,
Frank Oz.
Frank Oz.
Yeah, he was the lawyer who read out the will.
That's who that was.
Yeah, it's his first. It's the first time in like 20 years he's been in a film as a.
Bruce Willis 2000.
It would have been because of Last Jedi.
Oh, wow.
And he returned for Yoda.
Yeah, sweet. Yeah.
Spoiler, Yoda's in Last Jedi.
And Looper, he's in Looper as well.
Lakeith, what a king.
Yeah, oh man, Darius from Atlanta. And
Michael Shannon was so good.
He was, Lakeith was incredible. He was so, just like the polar opposite of...
he was very cool, calm, collected.
Yeah, like they were both cool, calm, collected, but in very different ways.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, he was trying to be in control of the situation, but also like wanted to see what... Daniel Craig's character was going to come up with, and who was the other guy?
I don't know. He was hilarious.
Yeah, it was like the fanatic.
Yeah.
Of this. Yeah.
He was good. I love the idea too when they were like, oh yeah, he's written about this, or oh, the animals from blah blah. Like,
yeah, totally. And yeah,
it's such great, again, amazing world building.
Totally.
And just like giving you information so nicely, like neatly wrapped in a bow, not force feeding you, but like. Dropping things that just make you know without asking, oh, I wonder who this is. Or I think he's written and directed every film he's made, hasn't he?
Yeah,
that's pretty rare still.
One disappointment. At one point, Marta throws up in a big gulp cup in the car.
You wanted someone to take a sip out of that?
I totally thought that's what Daniel Craig was going to do next when he sat down next to her. I'm like, what's happening? But then she did puke in Chris Evans's face.
That was awesome. That was such a good scene.
And then he's just like for the rest of... Like,
just covered in spew.
Just covered in... And it's like real like pink and yellow.
Imagine doing that to Captain America post-Endgame. You're like, all right, so your next movie, you're going to get vomit on. Just watching it, I was like, man, I wish I was part of that film's production because everyone just looks like they're having the best time.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Yeah, I loved, like, I love just the way like some of the characters would describe other characters as well, and like how so mean good. And like
they're horrible.
Yeah,
they're a horrible family.
It was great, and yeah. like just them. That last shot of them all down on the
yeah, and she's standing up there with them. My house, my home.
Yeah, my exactly. Rules. Yeah, yeah, just looking down on them.
Fuck.
I love and like yeah, like Jamie Lee Curtis earlier saying, "Oh, me and my father had a secret language."
I knew it was going to be Invisible Ink. Did you?
Yeah, yeah.
No,
yeah,
she's definitely. Like, we used to play games.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a secret. It's like we had a secret language. I was like, oh, she's going to see it at the end.
Yeah. And then he's got the black eye.
So good. Don yeah. Johnson was such a scumbag. He was great. He's so good at playing that. He played like basically Kenny Powers' dad again.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But like with a bit more money.
Yeah, like a waspier, Trumpier.
But still useless.
No, both would be Trump voters.
Yeah, definitely.
No, actually, he wouldn't vote for Trump because he wouldn't want the wall because he was living in Mexico.
Oh, okay.
It'd be hard for him to get back home.
Oh, was in
Eastbound. Remember, he's in Mexico?
Yep.
With Kenny.
What about Bill?
16-year-old brother who's like played by a 40-year-old.
Who would Bill vote for?
Which one was Bill?
In Kill Bill.
Bill, I reckon he wouldn't vote.
Okay, yeah, right.
Yeah.
He can't.
He's an assassin type.
Yeah, right.
He can't
he
vote.
He literally is an assassin.
Yeah. You go to the highest bidder, man. That's kind of the same way I live my life.
Yeah, Knives Out, got to be one of my favorite movies of the year so
hands
far.
Down. So enjoyable.
I'm seeing.
It sounds so lame, but I had so much fun watching that.
There's actually like a ton of like really great movies coming out around like towards like this end of the. They've stacked contents coming out
as
from all angles. Okay, Cats and Spies in Disguise.
Cats, Spies.
I love that you've got two movies I've got invited to.
Yeah, Spies in Disguise.
No, but I mean, I'm seeing Jojo Rabbit on Friday.
Oh, why on Friday?
I got invited to like a 10 a.m. screening.
Oh, cool. I think I'm going next week then.
Yeah, I think you'd be going to the Monday one.
Next I think
Monday.
So.
And then...
I'm going to be like...
Obviously, there's the Irish
which JoJo is this? Where's his stand? Hitler's...
Why isn't he using Hamon energy?
Hitler's his stand?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When they have the big... Yeah, yeah. Damn. Maybe that'd be funny. I might go in a JoJo outfit. Like purple... leather coat.
Yep. And then just hold your arms out the entire
start
time.
Fighting people. Kill someone with spaghetti.
Have you watched The Irishman yet?
No. I was going to speak about that earlier but when you were saying Blood Brothers Bloom. But I need to like put my phone away. I just want to watch it in like 1 3-hour hit.
Yeah, yeah. Of course.
And I regret not seeing it at the cinema.
Yeah, me too. I have.
So I've got to like turn my phone off and just like watch it one night.
I'm going to watch it on the 3DS network Netflix app.
Yeah, I'm going to crunch some numbers on the 3DS calculator and then watch it on the Nintendo Game Boy Mini SP.
Have you watched there are videos of because they actually made like you can watch Shrek. There's a Shrek.
Oh, that's right.
A Shrek movie cartridge for GBA.
Fuck.
So you could, the Game Boy Advance, you could watch videos, and there's like
was it like six colors on it.
Oh my god, it's so funny how distorted and shit it is. Like and because like the file
because at the time the PSP you could actually buy movies and watch.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically, which was like I think they said
that the file size is like 30 megabytes or something
looking
like
for
that.
Was it Shrek GBA? Like,
yeah.
Some Shrek GBA movie.
Yeah, it is like so compressed. It's amazing. So I think that's the only way to watch. If anything,
that's how I'd watch The Irishman.
Don't watch The Irishman on your 3DS Netflix app. Wait for the GBA cartridge.
It is. Wow. It's like 4 frames a second.
Imagine getting sued by Smash Mouth because you you recorded the GBA footage of Shrek and put it on the podcast.
Oh, look at
this. Yeah, there's a comparison of like... I mean, you could... it is surprisingly eligible given how distorted and compressed it is.
Imagine getting that. Oh, that's so...
And they were like... Oh, you know, I'll go through all of the GBA movie releases because they put out a bunch of TV shows.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know about this. Are they available in Australia?
I'll tell you all about it in PayFam this week because this is the end of this episode. If you want to hear another episode, as I mentioned earlier, patreon.com/HeyFam. So we're going to be talking about Mandalorian episode 4.
Yep, episode 4 of The Mando.
We're going to be talking about the Black Widow trailer.
Yeah, MCU. What we think, a post-endgame MCU. Is the world still... Have people moved on? Is everyone so fickle that they don't care? Or are people just like, this is what I need?
And some 2019 music talk, if Angus will allow it. Plus,
maybe. No one's on the cards. We'll see how we're doing for time.
Plus, you can find out which Fairly Odd Parents episodes you can watch on the Game Boy Advance.
Wow.
Fairly All Odd that Parents. And more on this week's
PayFam. I had no idea this existed.
Patreon.com/HeyFam. Also, I bought a robot vacuum cleaner.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that. I'd rather talk about that than music. I really was jealous of my cousin because he had the PSP UMD?
Yeah, yeah. And then you can watch Spider-Man, all the Spider-Mans on that.
That's the way to watch Spider-Man. Apparently, if you put on UMD, it's the only way the 9/11 scene was still back in there.
Oh, really?
All right.
No. No, right. Fuck. That's so funny. PSP exclusive.
Yeah, it's like you have to buy a PSP. I remember the first time I saw a PSP actually was in New York when 9/11 actually famously happened. And
Where or when?
No, I remember the first time I saw a PSP was in New York.
I actually watched the Twin Towers fall on my PSP.
Well, it was the doorman of an apartment. It was pre-Airbnb and stuff. And I was in like Times Square for 2 weeks in an apartment right. with Kiko. This is 2005 or something.
Right.
And our doorman had a PSP and he was playing like MLB on it. And he was like just showing me how good it was. And I was like pretty close to getting one because like I think I had a DS at that time. And
yeah, yeah.
It was before the DS Lite. Where like the DS...
Oh, the DS was just this
just
enormous,
ugly, disgusting, yeah. horrible. And just the thing with Sony products where it was always like, they just felt like an adult's toy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, this design is so beautiful.
But then you go back to like, if I've been playing like Switch or even like 3DS, like, and then you play your Vita. The UI on the Vita is so stupid and kiddie.
But the machine,
of course.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Fuck, the PS2, I still think is one of the best looking consoles.
Let's talk about it in PayFam, yeah. baby.
Let's talk about console looks. I'd love to talk about that.
Patreon.com/PayFam.
This wasn't my year for music is what I'm saying. I just listened to podcasts.
I'm keen. You sent me like your list of the songs you listen to most. I think it is interesting data. Like from a data standpoint.
All right.
I think we'll take a poll.
We'll look at that data.
Okay.
And then.
All right. Patreon.com/PayFam. Come listen to another episode of HeyFam right now. If not, we'll see you next week and we won't judge you for it, but Angus will.
No, I never judge.
Just
only jury
okay.
and executioner.
See ya. Hey! Bam! 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 Can you say really loudly, hey fam, this is Tilly.
I did.
Nice and loud, very loud. One more time and then it's over. Then it's over. Wait, one more time, just nice and loud. Hey fam, this is Tilly.
Hey,
can
I
can't hear you. Say, hey fam.
Hey, can I say, Tilly?
Just say, hey fam.
Hey fam.
This is Tilly.
This is Tilly.
I love beans.
I love beans.
Say, I love beans.
I love beans.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president. You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about...
Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.